Okay, lesson 15. We'll carry on with the imperfect tense, and this time looking at epoie, he was doing or he used to do. So this is verbs where the stem ends in a vowel, and same thing happens as in the present tense, that we have a contraction of the last vowel of the stem with then the ending. So section 1, page 85, epoie, he was doing, he used to do, he was making, he used to make. So that's the imperfect tense of the verb poeo. The stem is poe, so it ends in a vowel, epsilon, and when we add the ending onto it, we get a contraction and things change. In the present tense, it's poe, instead of otherwise, if there wasn't a contraction of vowels, it would be poe with two epsilons in a row, and that would never happen in Greek. So poe, and with a circumflex over the final iota.
So is this third person?
Epoie is third person. Mm-hmm. So if we go back and we compare it with the table on page 80, for a regular verb that has a stem that ends in a consonant, like Lego, where the stem is leg, it would be elegen. So N is the standard ending. In this case, for a stem that ends in a vowel, epoie is the imperfect. Okay? Well, if Lego was, yes, if Lego was ending, it had ended in a vowel, if the stem ended in a vowel. So, okay? So epoie. At this point, you know, you could try and really remember this. Just the main thing is just to be aware that when you have a stem ending in a vowel, funny things happen. And even if you forget exactly what happens, the important thing is to know that something happens. And then third plural, be epoiun. So instead of the on ending here, it's a little less surprising on, and we have un. They were doing, they were making. And in the present tense, we had poiusin, they do, and in the imperfect, epoiun. So making use of those, we have tuta epoiun, tuta epoiun. They were doing this. And tauta epoie ha paulos. Tauta epoie ha paulos. Paul was doing these things. Tauta, neuter plural. So some examples. Number one, poie ta erga. Poie ta erga. So poie, present tense. He does the works. Number two, putting it in the past tense, in the imperfect, epoie ta erga tauta. Epoie ta erga tauta. He was doing these works. Blepe ta ergon ha poiusin. Blepe ta ergon ha poiusin. So blepe there is present tense. He sees the work ha poiusin, which they do, which they are doing. And put that into the past in the imperfect tense. We have number four, eblepen ta ergon ha epoiun. Eblepen ta ergon ha epoiun. He saw the work which they were doing. Mm-hmm. And number five, ezete tus peripatuntas vente scotia. Ezete tus peripatuntas ente scotia. So ezete, that's the imperfect of the verb zeteo. So its stem is zete, ending in an epsilon. So it won't be ezeten, be ezete in the imperfect. He was looking for, he was seeking, searching for tus peripatuntas. And we have a participle from peripateo. To walk. So tus peripatuntas, the ones who are walking
entes gotia, in the darkness.
Okay, so that's third person imperfect of a verb where the stem ends in a vowel, epoie and epoiun. Section two, we have second person singular and second person plural for those verbs. Epoies, epoies, you were doing, you were making. So for the verb lego, a standard stem which doesn't have a, which ends in a consonant, it would be eleges. Here it's ace as the ending instead of s. So epoies, you were doing, you were making. And in the present tense, it would be poies. So similar, except the epsilon's been added onto the front, and otherwise a similar ending. And then in the plural, epoiete, epoiete, you were doing, and the present tense would be poiete, you do. So we have epoiete ta erga, epoiete ta erga, you were doing the works. So now using that in some sentences, Yesu tauta epoies, Yesu tauta epoies, Jesus, you were doing these things. So tauta, neuter plural, these things. Poies ta erga, poies ta erga, you are doing the deeds. Poies, their present tense. Number three, tuta epoie ha poneros, tuta epoie ha poneros. Ha poneros, there, the subject, the evil one, epoie, was doing tuta this. Number four, tauta epoiete, you were doing these things, so that's you plural. And number five, ezetete ton Yesun, ezetete ton Yesun, you were seeking Jesus, from zeteo. Okay, so that's second person, singular and plural, epoies, epoiete, for a stem ending in a vowel. Oh, we've got some more on the next page. Number six. Ekale tus adelphus. Ekale tus adelphus. He was calling the brothers. And ekalete tus adelphus humon. Ekalete tus adelphus humon. So now we switch to second person plural. You were calling your brothers. So adding on humon. Number eight, ekales tas adelphas su. Ekales tas adelphas su. You were calling your sisters, with ekales there being second singular. So you singular, calling your sisters. And finally, tuta poiete, you are doing this. Okay, now number three, we come to the first person, singular and plural, epoiun. I was doing, I was making, and epoiumen, we were doing, we were making. So un and umen for a stem ending in a vowel. Present tense would be poio and poiumen. So we have siustas autus epoiumen. Siustas autus epoiumen. We made them, that's we made, epoiumen, autus is the object, them, and then siustas, liars. We made them liars, or made them out to be liars. So we have number one, siusten auton poiumen. Siusten auton poiumen. We make him a liar. Number two, siusten epoiumen auton. Siusten epoiumen auton. So put that into the imperfect tense. We were making him a liar. Number three, tauta elalun ego alasuuk ekues. Tauta elalun ego alasuuk Ecues. So Elalun, that I don't think we've seen before, from Laleo, is another word for to speak. So it's essentially a synonym of Lego. Lego and Lalo. So Laleo, its stem would be Lale, ending in an epsilon. So I Elalun, I was saying, Tauta, these things, with the ego there as added in as a personal pronoun. I was saying these things, but Alasu, but you, Uk Ekues. But you were not listening. Mm-hmm. Number four, Hoi Mathetai Peripatun Ento Foti. Hoi Mathetai Periepatun Ento Foti. The disciples Periepatun were walking in the light. So Periepatun, the verb is Peripateo. And remember, it, so the stem is pat, pate, and it's got a prefix on it, which is really as a preposition that's been prefixed. And the epsilon that marks the past tense comes between the prefix and the stem. It goes on the front of the stem. Okay, not necessarily on the very front of the word. So the disciples were walking in the light. Number five. Glossais elalumen hemes elahumes uk ekuete. Glossais elalumen hemes elahumes uk ekuete. Elalumen, we were speaking in tongues, glossais, but you, elahumes uk ekuete, were not understanding. So, ekuete from akuo, add an epsilon on the front, and then the alpha, the epsilon and the alpha contract into an eta, ekuete. So that's third person, singular and plural, imperfect, epoiun, epoiumen, for a stem ending in a vowel. So it's periepatun, it's the epsilon that comes, the stem is pate, and so the epsilon gets put on the front of the stem. So if there's a prefix, it comes between the prefix and the stem. So it's something to watch for. Entophoti is dative, yes, from phos. The T ending is, it's one of the forms that it's we're going to learn that for nouns there are several declensions, several different what we might call a paradigm for how the case endings, and fos fotis is going to be one of those. So we'll learn that in due course. Okay, section four, a little bit more about punctuation. A semicolon is used in the Greek text as a question mark. So when we encounter that, we can often just change the statement into a question. So we have tuta legomen, we say this, and then tuta legomen with a semicolon after it. You'll see the actual words themselves haven't changed. But it's now, we now have to make that into a question in English, so we would say, do we say this? Tuta legomen, with notice the omega there, so that's this command to yourselves, so let us say this, and make that into a question by putting the semicolon after it, tuta legomen, should we say this? Or are we to say this? Okay, so that's one thing to look out for now in the text, is a semicolon indicates a question mark.
But in the original Greek text, there were no semicolons, right?
Right. In the original Greek manuscripts, there were no semicolons. All the punctuation got added in later. But context makes it clear as to when a question, generally makes it clear as to when a question is being, is indicated.
How do you tell if you're a rhetorical
statement? Use context. So, the rhetorical question will still be given, it will have a semicolon after it. And just like we in English can sense when a question is rhetorical, so you can use context to sense that. Yeah, to put the punctuation in, you've got to know your Greek well. So, no, semicolon is used only for a question mark. It's not used for anything else. What in English would get translated into a semicolon is the upper dot. So it's, think of a colon, but only the upper dot of a colon. So that's what our semicolon is. Okay, so we get some examples here. Prophetes estin, he is a prophet. You add a semicolon onto that, prophetes estin. Now we have to turn it into a question in English, is he a prophet? In the past tense, prophetes en, was he a prophet? Or just as a regular statement, prophetes en, he was a prophet. Number 5, tauta ezetete, you were seeking these things. Number 6, we have a question, tuta ezetete, were you seeking this? Tauta graphomen, we are writing these things. Turn that into a question. Number 8, tauta graphomen, are we writing these things? Number 9, tauta graphomen. Notice the omega there in graphomen. So that means it's not we are writing, but let us write. Let us write these things. And then number 10, turn that into a question. Tauta graphomen, should we write these things? So tuta is just, it's the neuter singular. So tauta, neuter plural, tuta, neuter singular.
So it went to neuter singular.
Yeah, he just changed it up to keep you alert. So tauta, these things, tuta, this thing. All right, section 5. Couple more words of vocabulary. Agapa, he was loving, he loved. So this is the past tense of agapao. So there we have, firstly, on the front, epsilon added to the front. The epsilon and alpha have contracted into an eta. The stem is agapa, so ending in a vowel. So in this case, the main thing is remember that funny things happen when you have the stem ending in a vowel, and in this case, there is no, the ending has totally got assimilated into the final alpha. So it looks like there is no other additional ending. Agapa, he was loving, he loved. And in the present tense, the agapa with the iota subscript under the alpha, so that's what's happened. The ending normally would be ae, so epsilon iota. The epsilon has gotten contracted into the alpha, and its remnant sort of is that circumflex, and then the final iota has gone down underneath the alpha. And it's just a relic, as it were. And then agapomen, in the first plural, we used to love. So again, eta on the front, that's epsilon and alpha contracted, and then the ending omen with an omega instead of a omicron. And in the present tense, we saw that we had agapomen, we love. So we have homothetes hon egapa ho Jesus. Homothetes hon egapa ho Jesus. The disciple whom Jesus loved. So homothetes, the disciples. The disciple hon is relative pronoun. masculine singular accusative, hos, hes, hon, hon, hen, hon, egapa, ha, Jesus, Jesus loves. So this is the description, this is the beloved disciple. So that's the phrase that gets used, I think it's four times in John's Gospel. And note that when the epsilon, which shows past time, is put before a stem that begins with a vowel, the vowel is usually lengthened by being combined with the epsilon, and it usually becomes an eta. So we have akue, he hears, and in the imperfect tense it would be ekuen, he was hearing. Ekuen, he was hearing. Huriskusen, they find. Huriskusen, and in the imperfect tense it would be huriskon, huriskon, they were finding. So in that case it would be two epsilons and a p on the front, and they have combined into an eta. And then eche, eche, he has, and put that in the past tense. And this one, unusually, nothing happens here. Echen, maybe I should say, it lengthens into an epsilon iota diphthong. Echen, he had, he used to have. So we've got a few examples here. And number one, agapa humas, agapa hemas ha theos. Agapa hemas ha theos. God loves us in the present tense. Egapa ha Jesus ten marthan. Egapa ha Jesus ten marthan. It's in the imperfect tense, egapa. So Jesus loved Martha. Number three, hutas. Ein ha didaskalos hon egapate. Hutas ein ha didaskalos hon egapate. This, that's hutas, was the teacher, hon, relative pronoun, referring to didaskalos, whom you loved. Egapate. Egapate. And number four, autoi. Huriskon ta biblia ha echen ha marchos. Autoi huriskon ta biblia ha echen ha marchos. So autoi is the subject. They, huriskon, they were finding ta biblia, the books, ha, relative pronoun, neuter, plural, accusative, referring to ta biblia, which Mark had a hen. Then section six, some more vocabulary words, and we'll stop at the end of this section. Baptizo, baptizo, I baptize. You could have a good guess at that one and get that one right. Hot baptistes, hot baptistes, the baptizer. So it's used of John. Ioannes ha baptistes, John the Baptist. Martyreo, martyreo, I bear witness, I give witness. So that, the stem is martyre, ends in a vowel. Couple of related nouns, ha martus, the witness, so the person who gives evidence or testimony. And in the early church, so many witnesses got killed for their witness that martus, or our word martyr, came to then have the meaning someone who dies for his faith. But originally it means a witness, and that's how it's always used in the New Testament. So that's a masculine noun, and then he martyria, feminine noun, is the testimony or the witness, the evidence that a martus gives. Tereo, tereo, I keep watch over, or I guard, I pay attention to. He entele, the commandment or the command. So to keep the commandments would be tereo, he entele, to keep a commandment. And then tis, with which will be followed by a semicolon somewhere at the end of this phrase. Tis is a question, who or which. And so, and it too declines, so it comes in nominative, accusative, genitive, and dative, singular and plural. So tis, tina, tinos, tini. So that's reading down nominative, accusative, genitive, dative. And in the plural, tines, tinas, tinon, tissin. Okay, so let's just read those together. Tis, tina, tinos, tini, tines, tinas, tinon, tissin. And then ti is the neuter of that what or why, and that too would decline nominative, accusative, genitive, and dative. Okay? So that's us out of time again. So we'll pick up at section 7 next week. You have on this sheet the readings that are for page, that we'll find on page 90, section 9C, where you read John 13:34, 1 John 3:23, and John 15:9 and 10. Okay, so you might want to see if you have a go this week, work through them, and see how you do. And we'll translate them next week.